Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. Welcome to episode 100 of Thread Snippings. Milestone 100th episode of Thread Snippings, I decided I would like to share all of my cosplay plans for Dragon Con 2025, as well as my to-do list for what I need to get done in the next week to week and a half. Oh boy. This will be my 9th Dragon Con. Yes, I count Dragon Con goes virtual in 2020, so my 8th in-person Dragon Con. And one thing I've noticed over the years is that my costumes have gotten more and more specialized and more focused on original characters. I have no fewer than 8 different costumes that I would like to take with me to Dragon Con 2025. I'm not so sure about Adeptica, but I'm planning on giving it the old college try. Of those 8 costumes, 2 of them, Adeptica and Mari, are my player characters from video games. 2 of them, Marielle and Orana, are my player characters from Dungeons & Dragons. 2 of them, California Girl and Sailor FedEx, are original characters that I designed for Dragon Con-specific photoshoots. And the remaining 2, Elsa and Amy Wong, are the only 2 actual licensed fandom characters in the group. Now I'd like to share my to-do list in roughly the order from most to least involved. I really don't have anything to do for either Elsa or Amy Wong, except trim the wig, it's a little long for my liking, and that one is shared with Orana. For Marielle, I need to make the headband, which this is a backdated episode, so I just finished making the headband. Get the boots, I just ordered them. And possibly get a good leather belt pouch. I am planning on stopping by a local fair kind of event we have called Midwest Pirate Fest next Saturday to see if they have one, in which case it will be shared with Mari. I didn't have much to do for Orana. She needed better sandals, which just arrived today. I ordered them last Sunday. And better tights, which are currently in transit. I would have liked to make a better brooch, but from what I understand, the mold that I need for it isn't getting here until right before, or possibly the day that I leave for Dragon Con, so sadly that will have to wait for Halloween season proper. I'll just have to settle for the lapel pin. I don't have anything I need to do for California Girl. For Sailor FedEx, I just finished painting the brooch. I'm planning on remaking the main part of the chest armor because it was just a little too tight the first time. I never really liked the way it fit. Transfer the shoulder poofs and the snaps to the new chest armor. The chest bow I have has a big ugly grease stain on it. I'm going to try to get it out. I'll make a new one if I have to. I really don't want to. And then there's Mari. My last episode of Thread Snippings for my 2024 season of Dog Days of Podcasting was about how I didn't finish it all yet. I'm going to try to go back and finish it all in the next week and a half. I have made some progress. I'm almost done with a new inner tunic that fits better, and I'm working on the edging and borders of the outer tunic, but I'm going to focus on the inner one first and make sure I'm happy with it before I move on to the outer one. I have a paint marker so I can actually draw the lines on the capris that are supposed to be on there, as opposed to making them out of ribbons like I did in my first attempt. I joked in my head that I looked like I walked out of a bad Square Enix sequel. And also the ribbons kept getting caught on chairs and were really annoying, so paint lines will be much better. Finally, I think I might have all the fabric I need for my Adeptica. I think I got all of it. I have to go take an inventory of it. If so, I'm going to try to make that dress. If not, at the very least, I'm going to try to make the wing covers. I'm planning on reusing my little foam wings that I got from the Dragon Con vendor hall for my Princess Celestia costume, because those worked so well and fit so well, and just making fabric covers over them. And for the headpiece, I think I might end up using the same technique I used for Sakura Kinomoto's headband, which is to have the wing pieces attached to the headband with snaps. I might have left that one too late, and I know it, which is why I'm focusing on all the other ones first. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got sewing to do.
Thanks for listening to Thread Snippings. The theme song for Thread Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevere on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.